Ghost Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's Friday, and at 4:30, you know what we do here on the ride home. It's time for the Outdoors Outlook, presented by Nanticoke Outfitters. Be sure to book your next guided hunt, or if you're planning ahead for a fishing trip, you can do that too. Get to nanticokeoutfitters.com. Every Friday, Captain Dave Fletcher joins us here on the ride home to give us a preview of what we're going to find if you're trying to get outdoors. And Dave, man, what a weird weekend. Like tomorrow, I think everybody's going to want to be outside. Sunday, the complete opposite. So what does that mean for our friends that are, you know, maybe trying to get in a blind they can fit in, unlike Jason Lee, and do some hunting this weekend?
you nailed it, though. Sunday is horrible. I think the key here for this weekend is you got one day. You got Saturday. You might have a little bit of Sunday morning, but it looks like it'll be early. The rain's coming in. The wind will be picking up throughout the day. Here's the good thing. With the whitetail rut in the phase that it's in right now, which is the second phase where they're looking for does that did not breed in the first go around, they're going to be on the move because they know that storm's coming in. As we talked about last week, the barometric pressure will force them up and get them moving. So Saturday could be a great day to be out chasing some deer. Now, the sika deer, they've slowed down. Their rut's ended. They're back to their nocturnal pattern. You got to work really hard to find them right now. But focus on the food source because that's what they're focused on. And that's always a post-rut strategy, is to make sure you've got food available for your deer, make sure you've got mineral available for your deer, because that's a very important part to help them recover quickly after the rut.
That's amazing information. And I got to tell you know, we do this every week. I came in as less than a novice, I would say. And the amount of stuff that I've learned from you just doing this bit every week to me is astounding. So for somebody that's even dabbled in the world of hunting, I certainly want to take advantage of that with my buddy Captain Dave Fletcher here at NanticokeOutfitters.com. But, you mentioned something to me before we got started that Sunday, nothing is in season. Is it about, the turn of the page from deer to duck season?
Yeah, you know, we've got ducks coming up. We've got a lot of ducks in the area, which is nice. Ducks are starting for Delaware on the 9th, which is tomorrow, and in Maryland on the 15th, which is the following Friday. So it will be a good time to start getting out and chasing some ducks. There is a special antlerless deer season in Delaware as well that'll start December 9th, which is tomorrow. Really we're focused at that point where I think across the board, the lower shore, we're all focused on chasing the ducks and the geese. But I'll tell you something that I found out this week. There's some good rock fishing opportunities at the jetty in Ocean City, as well as on the bridge. So if you want to get out and maybe wet a line tomorrow, head down to Ocean City and catch yourself some nice rock fish because they are there and they are feeding. Now, I do want to do a shameless self-promotion here, Gary.
That's what we're best at, Captain Dave. Go for it.
That's right. Nanticoke Outfitters, we have thrown our hat into the coffee ring. We have a coffee that we've come to market with called Marsh Mud. It is a dark roast, bold coffee. I have to say that I am very happy with it, although I'm biased. But you can go to the Nanticoke Outfitters website, and you can find it in our store. And we are running some specials right now. We're running Black Friday specials until the end of the year using the coupon code THANKFUL25. 25% off everything in the store.
Wow. Now, how did you stumble upon the idea of making coffee?
Well, you know, Gary, long story short, my wife was always into coffee. She wanted to open a coffee shop many, many, many years ago. And ended up working as an executive with Starbucks and never really brought that dream to fruition. So we decided to create our own brand, and that's what we did. She worked with our roaster. She sourced the bean. We did everything we needed to do to figure out how we could come out with our own coffee. And we do.
Wow, that's amazing. So Marsh Mud available at Nanticoke Outfitters. .com. Now, you and I were kind of joking last week, you know, we're not even at Christmas yet, and you're already getting boat show invitations, but it's really going to be here before we know it, right?
Oh, it really is. It's right around the corner. We've got all the boat shows that'll be coming up. They start in January, and there's more in February, and fishing will pick back up in February, and we'll start focusing on some early season rockfish, which is right now going through some changes. You've probably heard a little bit about that, especially on the Maryland side, the Chesapeake Bay rockfish. There's some legislation that they're working on and some new regulations. So if you are someone that enjoys rock fishing, pay attention and make sure your voice gets heard, because now is the time to share your opinion. Well, Gary, as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.